The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, September 9, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Thursday mourned the death of Queen Elizabeth II at the age of 96. The Cuban leader said in a message on Twitter that with deep sorrow, we had learned of the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. On behalf of the Cuban people and government, he expressed his heartfelt and deepest condolences to Her Royal Highness Prince Charles, the rest of the royal family, and the British people and government. On the same platform, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez also sent his condolences for the death of the monarch. Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Winson, the second daughter of King George V, was crowned on June 2, 1953, becoming longest-serving British monarch, about 70 years. According to local media, her reign was marked by her strong sense of duty, transition from empire to commonwealth, and also the frequent contacts with 15 UK prime ministers. The donation made by two medical entities of Vietnam to Cuba ratifies the precious solidarity that exists between these two nations. Nguyen Viet Thao, permanent vice president of the Vietnam-Cuba Friendship Association, made this remark during an act in which a donation of $17,000 were delivered to compensate for the severe material damages caused by the accident occurred at the supertanker base in the western Cuban city of Matanzas in early August. The money collected was the result of the decision by more than 1,000 officials and workers of the Duke Minh Medical Joint Stock Company and the Pasteur Dalat Vaccine Company to give a day's pay to reaffirm the Vietnamese people's sincere and deep affection for the Cuban party, the state, and the people. Upon expressing his gratitude for the donation, Cuban Ambassador to Vietnam Orlando Hernandez Guillen stressed the value of the gesture, which ratifies the solid ties of brotherhood forged between the two countries. The diplomat stressed that Havana and Hanoi have boosted their relations to a higher level and highlighted the increasingly important role played by the economic and trade cooperation and investment. The Canadian Reverend Christopher Ferguson confirmed that the World Council of Churches has approved a resolution calling for Cuba to be removed from the U.S. list of countries sponsoring terrorism. The text demands that Cuba be removed from the list of countries that sponsor terrorism and that the churches be accompanied as prophetic voices of peace, hope, cooperation, and mutual respect. This initiative was presented by the Presbyterian Church of Cuba, supported by the Presbyterian Church of Colombia and the United States and Canada. The resolution includes requests for the elimination of the international sanctions imposed on Cuba, such as the economic, commercial, and financial blockade by the United States, on Syria, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe, and demand support for the implementation, design, and financing of projects in favor of peace in Colombia. The document presented at the 11th Assembly of this grouping of churches, the largest in the world, which speaks with moral and ethical authority in solidarity for peace and justice, emphasizes that such international sanctions affect human rights and the dignity of peoples, Reverend Ferguson said. And in the international agenda, we have that the leaders of the National Congress of Chile continue this Friday their meetings with different political leaders to advance towards a new constituent process after the proposed draft constitution in the September 4 referendum was rejected. This Friday, Álvaro Elizalde, President of the Senate, and Raúl Soto, President of the Chamber of Deputies, is meeting with Andrés Tegel, President of the Board of Directors of Chile's Electoral Service. We are interested in considering these different views and enriching the talks with the political forces to reach a proposal that will allow us to define a constituent itinerary, Elizalde said. Meanwhile, Soto stressed the importance of receiving initiatives from the political parties, the blocs, and divisions of mayors, governors, and civil society. On Thursday, the leaders of parliament met with David Acuña, president of the Central Workers Union, and his secretary general, Eric Campos. Chilean President Gabriel Boric said that the people were not at all satisfied with the project presented by the Constitutional Convention and therefore rejected it. Meanwhile, leaders from Latin America, the United States, and Spain will participate on September 21st in a forum on the political and economic outlook on both sides of the Atlantic. The news was announced by the Organization of Ibero-American States, OEI, which together with the newspaper El País and the Spain United States Chamber of Commerce sponsored the event, which will take place within the framework of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. In the forum, Latin America, the United States, and Spain in the global economy, the President of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, the head of the Spanish government, Pedro Sanchez, and the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, Mariano Jabonero, will take part, among other personalities. The idea, according to the OEI, is to put on the table the challenges to find new ways and opportunities for growth and, in particular, a vision of the future in the development of global markets and their commercial relations. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.